say Vegas has the best.
Blog Talk Radio.
Conversations over the
16 years we've been married. Like I told you, 17 years in May, in this year, in 2015. But we've been together for about 18 and a half years because we had a courtship for about a year and a couple of months. You know, we didn't like have a courtship for like a decade and then get married because I wasn't having that. And he wasn't either. And so tonight's subject, I need you to know that it's gather information from, I am a professional family counselor, so it's gathered from that. And it's also gathered from things that I've studied over the years, things I've gathered under both Christian counselors and other counselors in the world. I take counseling very serious because counseling don't mean that you're crazy. Unfortunately, a lot of people have a very bad connotation come with the word counseling, and they end up committing a lot of things that's really not healthy. But if you just seek out a counselor, someone you're comfortable with, whether it be in relationship, personal life, business, status, and things of that nature, I'm here to tell you from my professional experience, it will truly and really bless your life, okay? So let's get into tonight's topic. I'm really excited about this one. This one is good. So I want you to take notes because if you are a counselor, or let me just say this, if you are the person that everybody at your job come to your desk because, you know, it's just something they are drawn to about you. You know, I call it, it's really your anointing. That's what it is. If everybody come to your cubicle every day or your desk and tell you all about their problems and their drama and things of that nature, something about you have drawn them to you. And in most cases, if you are a Christian, it is the love of God. And so we don't want just, like, you know, leave people in desperate places or, you know, unfunctional areas, especially if it comes to relationship, because you do have an answer. But tonight, I'm going to give you 20, did you hear me? Not just 5, not 10, but 20 points of do's and don'ts of a functional relationship. Because a lot of you out there in a relationship right now in the 21st century, and you guys are doing things that's completely different than what I did. But let me tell you this. Although the time have changed, the relationship status has not. Trust me on this. It has not. So either he's calling you his boo, his girlfriend, you courting, or it's you are a thought, a gold digger, you know, a side chick, a piece he do in the meantime. The reality is the time may have changed, but the function of a relationship has not. And so I want both women and men, because, you know, I don't believe that every man is out there to use women. No, I don't believe that. I have come across a lot of good men in the body of Christ who just say, you know, look, I'm not going to marry or be taken seriously any of these women who just want a Gucci bag and my Discover card. And you know what? I don't blame them. And then I've met a lot of women, a lot of queens who say, you know what? Men, believe it or not, there are a lot of virgins out there over the age of 18, believe it or not. But what they're not going to do is be a groupie or be your side piece because you're married or be just your backup. And so these things are for both men and women. That I want to go over tonight, the 20 do's and don'ts of a functional relationship that has been pulled from of years of resourceful information that I've gathered. And, you know, just in my years of being a professional counselor, being a minister, and in my own marriage and raising, you know, children of my own, both my husband and I. So when I give you a point, write it down, because here is what I want. Reteach this to someone else. You know, repeat this to someone else who could actually use this information, because you never know who's out there saving themselves into marriage. People think that's just really, really rare, but not in most cases. They just don't want to be known. You know, they're just saving themselves for religion reasons. Or, I mean, the reality is people, there's too many diseases out there. I mean, people are dying of all kind of diseases and breaking out all kind of diseases. And for the life of me, I can't understand why you want to have sex with like 40 people a week. The reality is, in any woman's mind who's keeping herself or, you know, may not have had a lot of sexual partners, that's just nasty. I mean, it just, I'm just going to call a spade a spade. That's nasty. Nobody don't care if you rapping and on CDs and you got to come. You nasty. You are nasty. And I suggest you go to a clinic, you know, if you've had all these kind of partners. The reality is both men and women, you don't need, like, all these multiple sectional partners to have experience. Glory to God. Save yourself. Save yourself if you can. For the right person. And if you have already had sex with someone, that don't mean that you're ruined with one or two or three persons. That does not mean that you are ruined. We all make mistakes, glory to God. But when you're out there having sex with 100 people a week, I mean, something is really going on that you are trying not to address. And the reality is, call it what you call yourself, Mrs. Boss, call yourself a player. Call yourself whatever these rappers call themselves, and they nasty. And notice they some of them are dying from sexual diseases and things of that nature and don't know how to love, don't know when to love. And most people who have sex with multiple people never trust anyone. Why? Because their trust have been destroyed by their own deception, by their own selfish sexual desire. It's been ruined. So they'll never trust you because the reality is they don't trust themselves. So here we go. This is Relationship Monday. Thank you for tuning in. And this is the 20 do's and don'ts of a functional relationship. Not the side chick, not the side piece, and things of that nature. So number one, if you're taking notes, write this down. Who you think you are is important. Like attracts like. So, you know, I must ask, do you like who you are? So the first point was, who you think you are is important because like attract like. A lot of people really don't even take time to realize who they are and what they like. You just date someone, and because she likes flowers and because she likes going to a museum, you adopt the like. And that's okay. But what did you like before you met her? Because you may like aerospace dynamics. You may like, war movies and things of that nature. Did you even take any time to realize what you like before you met the person? Because who you like, because who you think you are is important. And a lot of times people just jump into relationships very early in life, not even knowing who they are and not even knowing what's important to them. And so the reality is, like attracts like. That's why people say, you know what, I think we grew apart. And let me just help you out. No, you didn't grow apart. You never took the time to educate your own self and spend time with yourself on what you like and who you like and the things that you are drawn to. So you saw someone that you may have been attracted to, and you just began to like what they like. And that's why some people, relationships end, like, extremely quickly. A lot of people date for like 3 months, and it's a done deal. Why? Because the newness wear off. The newness is exciting, it's great. But I'm telling you, after being married for almost 17 years, child, please, stay married for more than 10 years. If you can hang in there that long, I'm telling you, it gets beautiful because the person knows your flaws, your wonderfulness, and all. I mean, stay married to one person more than that time, and I'm telling you, you really get to know who they are. Amen. Now, the number two, I want to say this. The number two, this is the do's and don'ts of a functional relationship. Number two, what you want in a relationship is important. And when you are willing to ask for it, you will be able to create it. Oh, my God, let me say that again. What you want in a relationship is important. Doesn't mean you're selfish. And when you are willing to ask for it, you will be able to create it. But only ask for what you want when you are clear about what it is. Oh, my God. Did you hear me? Let me just say it again. Only ask for what you want when you are clear about what it is. Until then, don't go around demanding things you just think you should have. Because a lot of people do that when you're dating. Well, I want this, and I want that. Then in 2 years, you change up. I want this, I want that. In 2 years, well, I want to do this, I want to do that. I mean, you are not stable in anything. And so that's what I said on the last part. Until then, don't go around demanding things you just think you should have. Thinking what you want and knowing what you want in a relationship are two different things. There's just some people in the world, and, you know, I'll be bold enough to say it, they don't want children. they've been single for a lot of, you know, a period of in their lives, and they just realize they don't want children. And then they marry someone who says, well, you know, I want a child. And the person like, well, we've been married for like 8 years, and I told you in the beginning I don't want a child. Don't think you can just change a person over a year, over some years, and because you put a ring on their finger or because you said I do. Now, I've seen this so much with when it comes to a relationship on a man's part, because men, in most cases, they do want a son. They love their daughters. They cherish their daughters. And I'm telling you, good fathers are more protective over their daughters than anyone. And it's a beautiful thing. But, you know, they, you know, in most cases, I'm just being honest, women, I've been doing this for a long time as a counselor, they do want to see a face of a male child that looks like them at some point. And if that doesn't happen, some men, they are really fine with it. I'm going to be honest with you, they are really fine with it. If you give them enough children, they are really fine with it. They can see themselves in their daughter. But if you have married a man or a woman who don't want a child or who don't want to work or things of that nature, don't think you are going to have sex with them and put it down really good too. They are going to forget what they want, especially if they've spent time in their lives to realize this is not what I want. And I told you that 6, 7, 5 years ago. And so you're going to have to respect that. And so like I said, what you want in a relationship is very important. And when you are willing to ask for it, you will be able to create it. Okay? But only ask for it when you want, when you're already clear about it. Until then, don't go around demanding things you just think you should have. Because it becomes annoying when you just demand the things you think you should have. I mean, you almost sound like a spoiled kid in a grown-up relationship, and no man or woman who has reached a point in their lives to say, okay, I want to do a relationship, I want to be functional, and I want to understand this person. So if you are going around not even knowing what you want, acting like a big old baby, yeah, they're going to bail. So you can post what you want on media sites, but the reality is you didn't stick to what you said in the beginning, okay? Now, number three. Whew. We get exactly what we focus on, Lord Jesus. Now, the problem or the solution, we make a choice between them with every decision we make. Okay, there's a ugly in this, and then there's a beauty in this, okay? Hold on, someone's in the chat room writing something. I'm just trying to read it real quick. Okay, well, I'll just come back to it because she erased it and wrote that. Okay. Now, whatever you're focusing on, it's like meeting someone, and I want to talk to my brothers, okay? It's like meeting someone, she's a size 6 and things of that nature. And like I said, we get exactly what we focus on. And the problem or the solution, we make a choice between them with every decision we make. Because if you met someone that was very superficial, and you did not date them long enough to see who they really are, it could really be a drag. I mean, it could really drain all the energy out of you. And if you're a person of substance, it's going to drain all the energy out of you. Why? Because this person is not what you thought they were. They portrayed an image for a very long time, and you were trying to be the person of truth, and they were being a pretender. I got to admit, that's one of the most worst things in the world when you're past your 30s, because you are not a person of a pretender. You're asking, hopefully you're asking the right questions. Hopefully you are seeing them with their clothes on during the daytime, and you're having a conversation, because it can just really go wrong, and you want the relationship to be very functional. And so when we get exactly what we focus on, some people complain. Think about celebrities that we know. I'm not going to say any names because they could be listening to the show. But thing is, you know, they focus on someone and they're beautiful, or they got a six-pack and he got all kind of muscles and he's tall, dark, and handsome, or she's curvy, fine, and seem intelligent. Then after about 2 years, you're like, oh, God, who are you? And so that's the thing. All jokes aside, that's why I always tell people, be careful what you look at on TV, because all that stuff is not real. It's TV. It's supposed to entertain you. It's supposed to pull you in and things of that nature. But you have to be aware and alert of what's really going on. Amen? All right, number four, Tell yourself the truth about what you want, not what others, i.e. your family, your friends, someone you dated before. So here's the thing. Say you should have. Tell yourself the truth about what you want, not what others think you want, and say what you should have. So here's the point that being direct is like one of the most important tools you're going to have in a relationship. I'm not saying on the first lunch, tell the sister or the brother, look, I don't really want to date for a long time. I want to be married in 6 months, and I want to have two kids, and you got to have a six income job. Because that's going to kind of freak them out a little bit and kind of, you know, and kind of scare them. I mean, but if you are that direct, who am I to tell you different? I'm all about being upfront and telling a person what you really want them to know. Because the reality is, eventually they are going to know, and somebody's going to be disappointed. But when you are in the courtship, things should have an opportunity to take its place, okay? All right, so the next thing is, oh, my God, I could have just stayed on number four forever, but we don't have all night. I have, like, 40 minutes. So here we go, and I'm already 21 minutes in. Number five, tell everyone, if you're writing, write. Tell everyone else your truth about what you want. Don't be afraid to share your vision and dream with those you love. Okay, not just for the person that you're in the relationship in, but when you're talking about your dreams and things of that nature, you definitely want them to know where you are going. You know, I've seen a lot of, and I've talked to a couple of people that went through divorces because their spouse, how do I put this delicately? The spouse wasn't ready for the upgrade. Yep, that's the way to put it. You know, but the thing is, had they dated and courtship long enough, like Pastor Mackin said, they would have known that is not where this person wanted to go. I mean, you have men and women who's all about their career, and you have men and women who's all about the family. And so you need to know where that person fits in your life. Amen. So you don't drop them later in life. And so you don't drop them later in life because you move up the ladder or because you think you need more. That's just not. I mean, you know, that's just not going to function. So oh my God, he's just too much. Or oh my God, she just, you know, too simple for me. No, you didn't date this person long enough to see where they were going with that particular area, because they could have been the right person for you, but you didn't court them long enough to see where this was going, okay? Now, the next thing, number six. You are not defined by your relationships unless you choose to be. Consider what it says about you if you deed over your soul to one. All right. So you've been in a relationship. You did some strange stuff, but that's really not who you are. You may have been in an early part of your life. You may have been in the later part of your life, and you realize, I'm just going to do something strange. I mean, you could have been in your 20s and your 50s. That's usually the point people just ball out and do something that's just really not them. And so you got to be careful when you do things like that, especially when you are dating someone who may date you right after that area, okay? I mean, right after that era, because that may not leave a good taste in their mouth. And if that's where you was, listen to TKD. Be honest. So either they're going to judge you and leave, or they're going to stay there, you know, and things of that nature. I don't know how many married men and women I've met who said, you know, oh, my God, my college days are just crazy, or my midlife crisis, I did this and I did, and you know, I did that. That doesn't necessarily mean that's who that person was, unless you knew them all their life. I mean, that's the change that they went through. And so we have to hang in there with people long enough to know, is this really who you are, or something stupid that you did? And then we have to weigh to see, do I really want to hang in there after this? I'm telling you, and this is the do's and don'ts. And if you cannot, be honest with yourself, and then be honest with them. First of all, be honest with yourself, okay? And then be honest with them. Okay? All right. Whew. Number seven. I'm trying to get through this because we got a little time left. Okay. Interdependent, meaning two independent people. Relationships are the only ones that work long term. Number seven is going to be very short. Interdependent, like I said, two independent people. And relationships are the only ones that work long term. Either you're in or you're not. Black and white. There is no gray area. Either you're in or you're not. So stick around and see what it's about. Or if you're very, like, okay, this is just my breaker, or you're very judgmental, or you're very, whatever is your definition of nonsense, and then you're out. So then just be out. But I'll tell you this. I know a lot of men and women who have bailed out too soon on some good people. And they didn't realize they were just working through something. But here's the thing on that. If you realize I'm not working on nothing with nobody and they got to be perfect, you need to bail out on number seven. Because either you're in or not. That's what the interdependent, you've been alone for so long, you don't even know how to stay in a relationship with a person. You don't even know how to, okay, this is what they're going through, and so I'll just hang in there. And so if you don't know how to hang in there, then you always going to bail out. And I'm going to tell you the truth. Keep bailing out, and you'll always find yourself with you. The reality is none of us, including TKD, none of us is perfect. Oh, did that shock you? I see the chat room. None of us are perfect. I mean, you are great. You are wonderful. But none of us is perfect. God is working on us all. But eventually we do get it right. But he's working on us all. Oh, my God. And so I'm not going to wear that one down. So that's all I'm going to particularly give you concerning that one. The next one, number eight, the 8 point. Write this down, okay? Truth is the first thing necessary to create trust in our relationships. Respect is earned from trust. Oh, God, if you don't get nothing else from this broadcast tonight, get this. Respect is earned from trust, and love is earned from respect. Intimacy is a gift we get when we risk telling the truth. I think number eight is worth reading again. Here we go. Truth is the first thing necessary to create trust in our relationship. Because some people think because you've lied to your ex, you've lied to your baby mama, you've lied to your baby daddy, you've lied to your ex-wife, you've lied to your ex-husband, you've lied to your ex-friend, and you meet someone who's really just really in it for you, and you use that same stupid, simple game plan on someone who's really there for you, and you feel the need to lie. And so you wonder why people look at you with the slow blink and the stare. Because they know you are lying. You've been lying so long that you don't realize when somebody is standing in front of you realizing that you are not being honest. Here's the most beautiful part about that, I think. They know you lying, and they realize you've probably been doing this, and they still willing to give you another chance, and then you keep lying. The reality is you don't deserve them. Because respect is earned from trust, and love is earned from respect. You are not going to get around that. And intimacy is a gift we get when we risk telling the truth. You have to be honest with the person that you're dating, women. And men, you got to be honest with the woman. You know, I just heard the most dumbest song on the radio in my real estate office today. Tyrese made a new song talking about, I just keep doing some dumb, and it was a cuss word behind it, so I had to leave the room because I don't like listening to music that has cuss words in it. Actually, I don't like listening to too much secular music, but it's a real estate office, and I was sitting there, and then so I was listening to the meaning of the song, and basically he's just saying, I love a woman that I'm with, but I just keep cheating. That means you weak. I mean, you can go around and call it what you want, make up some beautiful dictionary word. I'm sorry, Tyrese. That means you are a weak man that any woman can throw anything at you and you're going to bite. That means, and this is just from TKD, you are going to be played at some point. Some woman going to have as much money as you do, as much status as you do, and she's going to play you. Why? Because you have no integrity. You have no character. Bruh, you weak. So you can call it dumb, whatever, but the reality is we call it weakness. So, no, you don't love the woman who you wake up with because you're too weak. So just say that. Just say you are a gigolo and you are weak and you have no character and you have no integrity. That way when a woman dates you, she already knows that. So you don't love somebody and then habitually cheat on them. You weak, bruh, and sisters. If you're doing it on the download, you got men, you call them brothers and whatever and cousins, and you sleep with them, you weak. Just call that. You weak. Give the person who has the dignity and the character and the intelligence to know who you really are, because eventually they are going to find out. And then they have a right to leave you. Why? Because you weak. I mean, you have this great person here who sees a beauty in you, and yet you are sleeping around and cheating and things of that nature on purpose, and you want to rename it. No, let TKD help you out. You have no character. You have no integrity. You are the bottom. You are like the scrub of the bottom line of relationship. You are weak, and you truly need Jesus. I'm just helping you out, and you don't need to be nobody, husband or wife, when you are in that relationship. I had to leave my office because I'm like, really, Tyrese? Bro, you weak. And this song is pathetic. And anyone who said, well, because this is where the trash come in and the mess and the silliness come in. So I said, well, at least I got a piece of a man. At least I got a half of a woman. That's mess. You deserve the whole woman. You know, you don't deserve a piece of them. You deserve the whole man. Glory to God. And there's a lot of people out there who just want to hang in there for the long run. So don't settle for these folks who say, you know, I'm going to love you, but, you know, I got to do my thing. No, just say you weak. You weak to anything that comes your way because your self-esteem is not intact. You have no confidence, and you're trying to fake the funk on me. So you can't deal with a confident man or a confident woman because anything that says you look good or says you're sexy, you'll be in the bed with them. Why? Because you're weak like that. Okay, I know some of y'all getting upset, but that's just the reality. Call it what you want. It's weakness. When you can't be faithful to the one person who loves you more than anything. If you have not met that person yet, I understand. Stop doing the stuff that you do because relationships do work. There's a lot of marriages going on that people are not cheating, don't have a side piece, have a side dude, have a side chick, and they work out the mess or anything that's going on in their marriage. Why? Because that person is worth it. But yet, some people, not all, rather believe the stuff where, you know, all marriages have cheated. No, that's a lie. That's a lie. And even the ones that do, they still running strong. I need more fingers to count how many people I know for a fact been married over 25 years. And I'm holding up 10 fingers right now. And I know folks have been married from over 25 years. My husband and I, we are going on 17. Regardless of what hit our marriage, we still together. And so what I'm saying is this, relationship work when you go up front about what you want. Okay, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Okay, number nine. Listen, fear of intimacy is fear of truth. Your truth is better for you than someone else's. Just get to know what it is so you can finally own it and speak it. Oh, my God, I preach this from the mouth of God and to the earth because the fear of intimacy, and I'm not talking about sex. I'm just saying touching someone and someone holding you and someone rubbing your face and rubbing your back and things like that. So many people are afraid of that. And let me just say this. I'm not trying to be one-sided. But so many women are afraid of that because they've been mishandled by men. They've been molested, they've been miscarried by people that they have trust. And in this time, men as well, you know. And so I just want to encourage you to really pray to God about the fear of intimacy in any form, because the fear of intimacy is fear of the truth. And I'm telling you, as a prophet of God, when the Lord began to touch me and speak to me, oh, my God, I mean, I've shared on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. How when God really, really touched me, it just took me over. And the intimacy between me and the Holy Spirit, it took me over. And I'm telling you, it made me have a closer relationship with my husband, even in that time. And so I tell people, live in your truth. Let the Holy Spirit deal with your truth, because your truth is better than someone else's. What is your truth? Don't just adopt someone else's truth before you know what yours is. If they like green, cool, but what color do you like? If they like strawberry shortcake, fine. You may like chocolate cake. Your truth and your worth is very valuable in that relationship. Amen. Number 10, if your relationship is not getting better, it is probably getting worse. Life is dynamic and nothing ever stays the same. Every year I teach a conference called A Good Girl Guide to Great Sex. We're going to put a page up on Facebook, because it's to married women. And I also tell them, if you've been married more than 5 years and 10 years and 15 and 20, 30, especially 40 years, their relationship changes and the sex get better, but for the better. If you're in a relationship, hold yourself until the ring comes on. Trust me, it'll be much better. But if you're in a marriage, I mean, it gets better. And the life is dynamic and nothing ever stays the same. And we have to know that. We can be doing things that worked 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I'm being honest with you. So what? Nobody cares 30 years ago. What's working now for you? And you are a better you because of those times. And so you got to find out what works for you and in the relationship that you are in right now. Amen? Okay. Number 11, every relationship, write this down, every relationship is unique. Okay? It is. I mean, it takes what it takes to work. And if you want it to work, you have to work it. No shortcuts. No 50-50 deals. I'm telling you, my relationship may not be like yours. So you have to find out what he likes, what he want to get into, what did he formerly get into, you know, what drives him, and vice versa. What does she like? What does she like to get into? You know, what does she like doing and things other than what? Because every relationship is unique. Every time I do a counseling session, I always tell the relationship, the married couples, that your relationship has changed. Matter of fact, I was a counselor to a relationship. A couple, they wasn't married, they were dating for 7 years. But the things, some of the things that they were saying were very unique. And they were, the girlfriend was more afraid of commitment than the guy was. And so I had to break it down to why she keep changing. And so the reality is, every relationship, because she kept saying things like her mom, who was married 3 times for less than 6 years between all those marriages. And the husband and parents had been together for over 46 years, okay? So you have to know every relationship is unique. Your relationship may not be like hers or like his. You have to spend time with each other, go to lunch, even if you've been together for a long time. What are you doing and then what makes it better now? Oh, my God. Okay, so I got to get ready to log off. Well, listen, I want to give you at least 3 more, so we'll get to 14. Write this down. Hurry up, hurry up. Number 12, it's not your job to fix your mate. Oh, my God. And it's not his or her job to fix you. let me say that again. It's not your job to fix your mate. And it's not his or her job to fix you. Take the relationship and what your mate says at face value. And stop reading into it what you like to hear. We can work with what's real. It's impossible to deal with what's not real. Your mate is not a fix me upper, and most women like dating folks. They call him a project. You know, don't date a person because they are a project. Amen. It's not your job to fix your mate. Stop trying to fix people if they don't. You know, let me just say this again. Number 12, it's not your job to fix your mate, and it's not his or her job to fix you. Whatever is broken will come together in due time. Just be the best friend to that person that you can be, even if you're dating. Bring your best attributes. Bring your happiness. Bring your joy. Don't date a person because they are a project. I'm moving on. Number 13. Unconditional love is an inside job. Whew. Write that down. Unconditional love is an inside job. If you haven't gotten it by now, guess what? Start working from within. When you can give it to yourself, you'll be ready to give it to someone else. I cannot say that loud enough. If you can give it to someone else, you'll recognize it when it's given to you. Do you hear me? Because it's, I don't care how much you work out in the gym, bruh. It's an inside job to her. Sweetheart, I don't care how you get your boobs done and get a bubble butt done by surgery. Unconditional love is an inside job. It's not going to last long. And so if you haven't gotten it by now, guess what? Start working from within. It's going to come from within because when you can give it to someone, I'm going to say it again, when you can give it to yourself, matter of fact, on every resume I have, my bottom line says you cannot possess anything you don't, you cannot impart anything you don't possess. I'm a strong believer in I can't give you something I don't have. I can't fake it. Eventually, I'm going to break and you're going to break. So you'll be ready to give it to someone else. If you can give it to someone else, you'll recognize it when it's given to you. Number 14, if you both are committed to creating a functional relationship, agree to start doing it today without any judgment about the past, okay? Be willing to work in the solution and let go of your need to control the outcome. Lord, women, I'm going to say that again. Agree to start doing it today without any judgment about the past because now you are dating him, okay? So be willing to work in the solution and let go of your need to control the outcome moment to moment, one day at a time, okay? And joy can only be experienced in the present moment. And I'm telling you that because my husband and I, you know, we've gone through that so many times, but I am so excited every time I'm around him. And I'm telling you, men, joy can only be experienced in the present moment. You don't have to plan every moment. Just let some things happen naturally. Okay, I got time to give you one more. Ooh, this is a good one. And I had 20 more, so we're going to get to 15. Most of your fears about what may happen in this relationship are really fears we experienced in past relationships and have nothing, absolutely nothing to do with this person. So come to grips with what's real and what's memories. Okay? Like TJ said once before, this is not that. You have fears of what, you know, concerning what the boo thing, the last boo thing did to you. And the reality is this person just want to love you for who you really are. This person just wants to put their arms around you for who you really are, and you would not allow them to do that because of what you have experienced. And I always tell women, don't hurt a good guy for the guy that was before. Why? Because you are going to run him off, and you don't want to do that. Why? He hasn't done anything to you, so don't run him off. Glory to God. Don't run a good guy off. Oh my God, I can really just stay functional on that one, but I won't. Listen, this has been the 20 do's and don'ts in a functional relationship. We only got to 15. Hopefully I can clear up the other five in a night to come. But join me on Thursday. Woo! I got a great preacher for you guys. Oh, and I know him personally, and it's going to be phenomenal. So I'm going to log out tonight. And I'm going to leave this song with you. I told you, it's John B. They Don't Know. And this was my wedding song in 1998 when I got married to my husband, Dante Coleman. I love you with the love of the Lord. Be blessed and have a great Monday night. You know who it is? It's the Kingdom Big Sis, TKD. Bye-bye.